Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah. In this final part of my interview with Shelley from AlphaStute, we talk about people and books that have inspired us. We also talk about our hopes and dreams for the future. Enjoy! Les Brown, he is very much someone who talks about suffering and pain, but that's how you succeed. Don't look at pain as a bad thing. It's a good thing. Keep going.
Yes.
Listen to him.
Great. Yeah. For me, I am a big reader. Mm-hmm. Bookworm tendencies, but Lean In, Sheryl Sandberg.
I still need to read that.
Amazing, amazing book. I was always the type to say, I'm not ready yet. I'm not sure. I'm uncertain. Lean In gives you direction around how to capitalize on opportunities presented to you. Opportunities are presented to us every day. Mm. When you and I met each other and we had a conversation, I was like, she is going to be on one of my vlogs. And here we are today. So Lean In is exceptional. And I also think there's one called Mastery.
Okay.
By Tom Green. That talks about finding self, owning purpose, and also walking in your purpose, which is another question that comes up a lot, because people think that when they career transition, they are either leaving the purpose or finding their new purpose.
Mm.
And, you know, is it that purpose changes and can it change? That's a question.
Interesting.
Yeah, nice around that. Transitioning as well. Yeah. So those are the two books that have helped me.
Can I mention one more?
Yeah, go for it.
There's one called Self-Made.
So amazing, yes.
I should have brought it with me, but it's really, really, really good book. It's by a female entrepreneur. She's Latino, and it's about really people of colour and how, as a woman, and a woman of colour, there are lots of expectations on you.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to think about how you're going to look after yourself, because things happen. And she talks about Prince Charming, that could be a man, that could be a job, and how you rely on that to look after you, but no, take responsibility for your own life. She talks about finances and how to make sure you can manage your finances well. But it's a great book. It's about being rich in every way, so I'd really recommend that as well.
Okay, perfect. Make sure you buy those books. And I guess, what are your plans? What do you hope for in the next 5 years?
Wow.
Now that you've career transitioned.
Is a very good question.
it's like the normal traditional question that interviewers ask you, and you're like, oh god, I didn't think of this, what should I say?
I should have really seen
Okay,
well, I have this thing on my wall. It's a vision board, and I've got one for, I think I had one when I was 30, one when I'm 40. Anyway, I really would like, and this will happen, to have a personal development organization that really helps young people and grown people. So at the moment, the young people work I've started to do, but I really want people to understand who they really are and to run with it. That's pretty much the point of what I'm doing. And if I get the opportunity to do that in Ghana, where my family are from, then that would be great as well. I know it's not going to be easy, but if I can somehow contribute there, I have no idea if I'll end up advising government, even here in the UK, I have no idea. But I know that the advocacy I've developed through law will definitely help me to do that. But for me, it's just about raising the next generation, giving them a platform.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know exactly how that will look, but I definitely know I will build something along with others, not on my own. It will be something with others, because no one can do it by themselves.
Very true. Very, very true.
And yourself?
Yes, she turned it on me.
I had to.
So I'm actually in. I've already started the process. AlphaStute is my testimony of being successful at career transitioning. It's very dear to me. And my main priority is empowering millennials, particularly Caribbean millennials.
Yes.
Letting them know that it's okay to dream, that it's okay to be different. And that it's okay to want something more than what you've been taught. So in the next 5 years, I hope that AlphaStute grows in numbers and in clients, recommendations.
Amen.
I look forward to working with collaborative work with government, NGOs, and make AlphaStute a platform that creates change from an innovation, skills-based, professional development standpoint, and let it spread. I don't just want it to be something for the Caribbean. It's for everyone that is struggling to find themselves and to chart their own success.
It's definitely synergy with what we're doing.
Exactly. You see, the universe listens.
And it's like another thing. I think people don't collaborate. I think people are afraid, oh, this person's going to overtake. No. It's about the cause.
Yes.
And I think the more people that collaborate, the more that can be done.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, some people just feel the need to pull others down. Mm-hmm. There's no need.
And that's the thing. No, you know, I think with collaboration, you have to go into collaboration really owning what you do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about comparison and saying, I don't want to share this. It's about your business is successful. And I actually had this conversation on my personal platform on IG.
Okay.
But it's about understanding what is your USP. You know, what is your unique selling point? And once you understand that, you have carved your uniqueness in the market.
Mm.
You've carved your uniqueness in the niche that you might be operating in.
Yeah.
So we need to start thinking much more about collaborative work, the power of it, and also networking. I conducted a session yesterday on networking.
Okay.
And we are stuck. I want to say we, graduates, or persons now getting into the job market, are stuck with thinking that they're not good enough to ask questions to an expert.
Wow.
So they don't want to reach out. And even people that are in a career and are thinking to career transition don't want to reach out to other persons and ask questions. And I don't know why. Why are we so closed off? Why are we have this idea of seeking knowledge, but somehow the action it takes to reach out, we are stuck. And that might be good for people to tell me why is that.
Yeah, I want to know that. I find it bizarre. Because I guess we're both people who just
ask questions.
Hey,
right.
Let me sit down. I'm going to ask you some questions. but I think if you are talking to someone, it's something they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Things will come out anyway. Yeah. You just have to listen.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, you have to just be ready to receive.
Mm.
People have something to teach you, and we don't know it all. We're not an island to ourselves.
Mm-mm.
So with success, you have to be ready to build those bridges as well. And career transitioning, that is vital. It's important. Anything else you want to say?
No, just live your life. Enjoy it. You live once. Seriously, you live once, and there is no point spending your time in something that
you don't enjoy.
It doesn't fit you. That, what's the point?
Yeah,
there isn't one.
Yeah, I definitely chime in and support that point that Crystal said. Don't waste your time doing something that doesn't feel good to you anymore. You're dying a slow death. And you're making your life miserable, but not only your life miserable, it filters into your work life, it filters into your family life, personal relationships. And you have to be really mindful of your headspace and happiness. And with that said, if you realize that starting your own business might make you happy, or you might realize that leaving this job and starting something new makes you happy, go bravely and find the right support to help you get there.
I'm sure you enjoyed our conversation and hopefully learned something from our experiences. Now, before you go, why not visit me on Instagram? It's at they don't tell you, no apostrophe. Tell me what you'd like to know when it comes to making changes in your life, and I'll do my best to help you. I'll catch you on the next episode.